It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights 8 to 10.
I know this song.
Oh, so you're the one.
Listen, I know almost all the Beatles songs. I'm a huge fan. I love them. I used to get into arguments with a buddy of mine over specific Beatles songs. Kind of like Billy Joel songs.
Nerd.
Okay, you can call me a Beatle nerd. I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that.
Actually, we call you, that's a beard.
No, there's a whole different definition for a beard.
That's a Beatle nerd.
I'm not that, no. You just want to call me a Beatle nerd or a needle.
Beetle
or nerd? A nerdle.
Beetle nerd?
A Beatle nerd.
Sounds like Beetlejuice. Beetle nerd.
And then the ghost of John Lennon comes back.
And says, ooh, diddly doo, billy billy. That's my Beatles.
That's your John Lennon. Ooh, diddly doo, diddly billy.
Billy pilly. There's a comedian out there, and he's like, he says, I'm Scottish. This is a Scottish accent. Starts talking. He goes, which is opposed to an Irish accent where it's fiddly dee, fiddly dee. Give me some Guinness, fiddly dee. It's funny.
There's a Broncos thing that I want to talk about just because people in this town are losing their minds over what I think is a very innocuous thing. And they're not even losing their minds over what they probably should be losing their minds over. They're losing it over something else. So,
okay, well, why don't we do this? Because it's a new segment we got.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here's what's juicy by Juicy Burger.
Here's what's juicy, presented by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
Well, you start with yours because the music on this one is appropriate for what...
Yeah, well, you do realize... You know, as most Beatle nerds know,
mm-hmm.
It was 50 years ago today.
Yes.
That Sgt. Pepper's band began to play.
Uh-huh.
The Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yes.
So 50, I mean, that makes me feel old because I wasn't around for 50.
Well, I wasn't around for it either. So, I mean,
you know what makes feel really old? Mm. The Beatles.
Why would the Beatles make you feel old? I mean, they were broken up before I was born.
They weren't broken up before you were born.
1969, basically. I was born in 70.
Okay, well, so anyway, what's so interesting about this mm-hmm. is the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album cover is considered probably the most famous album cover ever made.
Sure, yeah, I won't argue that. It's one of them, absolutely.
In fact, they say it cost around £3,000 to make, so just a record album.
Yeah,
in today's money, it would be $50,000 to make the album cover.
Probably, yeah.
Which is... ridiculous.
Yes.
And you can go and look at all the... So what it is the front of the picture is, it looks like a chorus of people sort of, you know...
Are you really describing the front cover of...
Well, people know. Some people don't. It's 50 years ago.
Well, it's not like nobody's seen the album in 50 years. You just said it's one of the most iconic album covers in the world.
Okay.
People know what it looks like.
For those of you under 20...
Even they should know.
We'll see. Okay, so anyway... the problem is that for people who are growing up in the 60s and earlier,
mm-hmm.
it was widely thought that Paul McCartney was killed in a car crash in 1966. And so this was their way of sort of burying Paul McCartney. According to it's one of the most famous conspiracy theories of all time.
I will buy that it's one of the most famous conspiracy theories. I will
even though
not
it's completely
buy,
wrong.
Yeah, I will not buy that it was widely believed. It was widely rumored, but I think most people are like, no, that didn't happen. And there were two instances. So he was walking on the front cover of Abbey Road. He's walking barefoot, and people are like, oh, that was kind of the kickoff. And then of course he's backwards. He's backwards on the front cover of Sgt. Pepper's, which everyone says, okay, that just confirms that he's dead. We have a first, Darren.
What? It's not the first.
This is it's the first since I've been here. It's the first since I've been here.
Oh, really?
We actually have a caller who would like to discuss the topic we're talking about, and I'm thrilled.
Yeah, you know, the cover of that album has a lot of nefarious characters on it, if you look at it.
Oh, there's totally.
A lot of- Huh?
Oh, yes, totally. Keep going.
And, you know, so, I mean, but you look at it, have you guys kind of like looked at it and seen how, who's on there?
Yeah.
He's looking at it right now.
I'm looking at it right now.
I mean, there's some pretty shady characters on there. And then
Aleister
also,
Crowley.
You know, just, but anyway, 50 years ago. And you know what? Part of it is like the Beatles, I think that whole rock music thing.
Yep.
Seriously, I mean, honestly, I think the Beatles were kind of like a gateway for our country to go to hell in a handbasket. I mean, just in the way of free love and everything. If it feels good, do it. You know, that's when our country started to really go down the, you know, toilet.
Well, you know, whenever those British come over here, bad things seem to happen with the United States.
Real quick, Brian, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so, I was born in 1970. So
I was born in 60.
Okay, so you
Aleister
you
Crowley is on the thing.
Yeah, Aleister Crowley. Yeah.
I think Manson's okay. on there too, or something.
Manson
I think
is
Jim
not.
Morrison. Isn't Jim Morrison on there?
No, Carl Young.
No?
Carl
oh, that's
Young.
Right. No, he wouldn't be on there because that was 67.
Oh my
no,
God,
okay.
Fred Astaire's on there. That bastard.
Yeah, Fred Astaire, Marilyn Monroe. So isn't Jane Mansfield on it?
Jane Mansfield on there, and that's one of the things that goes back to the conspiracy theory because she was actually decapitated in a car crash, is how she died.
No, okay. You know what? I got to set you straight on this. She was not decapitated. I've heard several people on the radio say this lately.
She died in a car crash.
I happen to know what happened. She did die in a car accident, and the top of her scalp was taken off. She was not decapitated.
She was. Fair enough. She was scalped.
It was her scalp. It wasn't her whole head taken off.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So real quick, I don't know that I would blame that whole free love movement on the Beatles. They were part of it, but to lay it all at their feet seems a little.
No, but I mean, just like the go to hell attitude. I don't care. Okay. If
sure.
I want to work, I can work. If I don't want to work, I don't work. You know, it's like if it feels good, do it. Hey, man, let's all do it in the road. You know.
Tony Curtis was on the cover.
That was
but what
song,
about
though.
You know what about these people that actually sacrifice for their country?
Marilyn
you know?
Monroe, she sacrificed for her
okay,
country.
Okay, so now, well, yeah, I mean, you know, when they came over though in the early '60s, they were singing a lot of bubblegum pop.
They were
it
singing.
Wasn't
they
until
were
later.
They were singing. They were singing a lot of like old
blues covers.
Lewis,
yeah,
they
old
were
blues
good.
Covers.
They were very very good. No
well,
question about that.
Well, my grandfather who was a composer of note. As a composer of note, once said that, and they said this probably in the late '60s, that the Beatles were at least 20 to 25 years ahead of their time.
Oh yeah, they were. They
Laurel
were.
And Hardy were on the cover.
I mean, the songwriting and the lyricist and the tunes and yeah, they were way ahead of the curve. You know, but
it's an interesting take. I mean, it's an interesting take about their influence on society, and you can't argue.
Oh my God.
That they did actually have a pretty strong influence on. Society, not just in America, but around
yeah,
the world.
No,
so I mean,
society as a whole. Yeah,
sure,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, thank you so
Thanks
much. I
call.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Thank you very much, Tom Mix. That jerk.
Tom Mix, the cowboy?
Yeah, he was on the cover.
Why'd you call him a jerk?
Because, can you see all the nefarious people there?
Well, there are some nefarious people.
Oh, yes,
on
okay.
There.
Karl
absolutely.
Marx is on there if you're, you know, you're that way. Stuart Sutcliffe was a guy who was actually the original bassist for the Beatles, was on
I
that.
Mean, Aleister Crowley basically started the Satanists.
Yeah,
Church
he did.
Satan.
Yeah, well, yeah. His basically his motto was "Do what you will, whatever
sure.
you want." So you know, really, it's not really the Beatles; it's Aleister Crowley. Also, Aldous Huxley's on there.
And he was considered by a lot of people in that society to
I
be
got
very
the worst. Johnny Weissmuller is on there.
The swimmer, the diver.
He brought us Tarzan.
I was going to say he played Tarzan. Thank you for the call,
Stephen
Brian.
Crane. Is he Bond? They had a conservative parliamentarian here, too. No one ever talks about him.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some juicy stuff on my end. And you know, real quick, do you actually believe that Paul McCartney died in 1966?
Maybe for a second, but I came back to life.
I do not believe he died. And my proof is the band Wings. Who else could have done it but Paul McCartney?
Some guy who's pretending to be Paul McCartney. That's...
Got me.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.